Today's Thanksgiving, which means two things, turkey and football. On the field, the UNH Wildcats had a nearly perfect season, advancing into the playoffs as the top-ranked team in their division. But off the field, a study using this team is trying to figure out how to reduce concussions. The big idea is to protect players' heads by having them practice without helmets. NHPR's Jack Rodolico reports.
It is no big secret that football, from the NFL down to Pee Wee leagues, has a concussion problem. And there are lots of efforts out there to fix it. New helmets, softer turf, gentler tackling rules, even diagnostics on the field to identify concussions right after a hit.
But there's been very little focus on actually what's at the root of it, changing the technique.
Eric Swartz is a UNH professor of kinesiology, which is the study of human movement. In the locker room during a Wildcats practice, he told me his idea to have players practice without helmets came from his time playing rugby.
If you think about it, a better helmet, for its technology to work, actually requires that there's an impact to the head. You keep your head out of the way in a tackle in rugby because it's not protected. It'll hurt.
Swartz's hypothesis, if you give football players a sort of rugby awareness, they'll be more likely to think about where their heads are and keep them out of harm's way. Here's how the study works.
Head! Go get it! Go get it!
There are two study groups, each with 25 players. The control group practices with a helmet. And then...
I take my helmet off for practice.
So okay.
I'm in that group.
Okay. Donald Goodrich is a running back, and he's in the treatment group. By the way, he had a concussion playing football during his freshman year.
Everything kind of started spinning on me a little bit.
Both the control and treatment groups get a little sensor placed behind their ears. That measures impacts to the head during practice or a game. And during practices, for really only a few minutes, both groups run through a tackling drill.
All right, well, when we take off our helmets, we go through basically what a defensive tackling drill would be.
You want to talk about getting in an athletic position?
That's head coach Sean McDonald, or Coach Mack. Athletic position is squatting, arms braced, head forward, facing another player who's holding a big padded shield.
Again, get that head out of it. Keep the leverage.
The treatment group takes their helmets off for this drill.
The biggest thing that we talk about is keeping the eyes and head up.
We have coaches constantly, nagging at us.
Eyes up, eyes up, please.
Get those eyes up. Second time you did it, I said, head.
And then you want to tackle chest to chest, not leading with your helmet or your face.
Run, 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 run. Right to that white. Here we go, we're out, we're out.
Lock!
After this very short drill, which they've been running during practice for months, the helmets go back on. The big idea is to simply get players to look where they're going and not hit with their head, neck, or shoulders. Over time, the theory is the treatment group will have less head trauma than the control group. Back in the locker room, Swartz shows me the science.
So this is the software interface, and we're looking at one day of impacts for one of the players.
That's one day?
It's one day.
This is like a little head with arrows pointing at it, arrow showing one hit to the head.
Yeah, and the color roughly portrays the magnitude of the impact.
This one player in one day took 45 hits to the head. Swartz can drill down further. He can graph each individual hit to the noggin. And each hit shows up as a spike. The graph shows how quickly head trauma can happen, in just tenths of a second. Not only that, Swartz measures the intensity of the hits in G-forces. When a football player gets a concussion, he's taking a hit twice the strength of an F-16 pilot in a jet roll. Here's that same hit you just heard, slowed way down. Football's head trauma problem isn't just about big hits. It's also about repeated hits over time. Of the 45 hits this player took on this one single day, 9 of them were hard hits to the head. The NFL is paying attention to the hard science happening on the Wildcats field. The league, GE, and Under Armour funded Swartz with a $500,000 grant. And here's what's really interesting. 19 of the 20 researchers given these grants are making stronger gear and better concussion diagnostics. No one but Swartz is trying to change behavior, to address a basic human desire to protect yourself in a sport where huge men try to flatten one another.
If you look on the sidelines, let's say after there's a touchdown in football, oftentimes the players will headbutt themselves to celebrate. They probably wouldn't do that if they didn't have a helmet on.
Swartz will have the chance to test this theory as he expands the study into three high schools next year. For NHBR News, I'm Jack Rodolico.